Today's verse is Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I think today's devotional verse can be very encouraging for us, just as it was encouraging to the Israelites. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. The context of the book of Isaiah is that judgment was near. In fact, the first half of the whole book of Isaiah was about what's happening at the time and why exile to Babylon would happen soon, which was, of course, because of Isaiah's unfaithfulness to God, because of their sin. However, the second half is about how God would one day restore the Israelites who have gone to the Babylonian exile. And Isaiah 40 marks the start of the second half of the book about these promises of restoration from exile, and also even greater promises that are fulfilled through Jesus' coming and are still yet to be fulfilled. Exile would be tough because that's what the Israelites deserved from their sin, but because of God's mercy, there would be an undeserved hope that's much greater than what anybody could ask for. Within that context of restoration one day, this whole chapter in Isaiah is about the greatness of God. I'll read the verses right before this. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. And that leads to our verse today. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. These verses say that youths, people who should have the most energy out of everybody, youths shall faint and grow weary. But in contrast, those who wait for the Lord, those who look to him, who long for him and place their trust in him, they shall renew their strength. From this chapter, it's clear that this renewed strength does not come from themselves. Rather, it comes from God. Remember, a couple of verses before says, he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. God is the source of this power and strength, so those who turn to him will receive this power and strength. What are the effects of this renewed strength from God? The three actions are listed here. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These are feats of perseverance and hope. We see many examples throughout the Bible of this, from the prophets themselves, who keep proclaiming God's words in the midst of opposition, to the Israelites when God does bring the exiles back and has them rebuild the temple and the walls. Of course, Jesus is a great example with all that he did, including his miracles and enduring the cross and so on. And his disciples, who also remained faithful, who performed miracles like Jesus and stayed faithful despite persecution against them. There is spiritual power that overflows into the physical realms often. That's the effects of this renewed strength from God. So today, let's pray for this renewed strength for ourselves and for the church as we wait for the Lord. Waiting for the Lord does not mean doing nothing. But similar to Proverbs, the Proverbs verses yesterday, it means trusting in God. We don't do things out of our own accord or our own wisdom, but we ask in faith for God to renew us as the source of strength and power. Many of us may be feeling worn out from our current circumstances. Yet like the Israelites who faced exile, there is a hope from God. When we look to God, when God fills us with his spirit, we are able to mount up with wings like eagles and to run and to walk without growing weary. So let's surrender our physical, emotional, mental burdens to him, and let's wait for God's renewal. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this verse. We thank you for this promise to the Israelites at that time. And we thank you for your promises to us today, that when we wait for you, Lord, that you will renew our strength. Lord, that you will help us to mount up with wings like eagles and to run and to walk without growing tired. Lord, help us to really take this to heart. And Lord, for all the ways that we do feel burdened and tired right now, Lord, we surrender them to you and we wait for your strength. Lord, we know you are faithful and you will come through. Lord, help us to place all of our hope in you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.